Winter Storm Elsa, she came, she saw, she conquered, and now we're cleaning up her mess. Hey, it's Megan for the Star 99.9 Storm Centered, powered by Harper's of Fairfield. With me on the phone right now is Trooper First Class Kelly Grant. Kelly, how are the roads looking right now in Connecticut?
Yes, DOT has been out there cleaning roads. A lot of the state highways are pretty clear right now. You may still see some slick spots or some spots that do have snow on them. But DOT has been out there getting those roads cleaned up.
And what advice do you have for people who are trapped at home, like if there's trees that are covering all the roads right now?
If you are in an area that has trees down, be aware that if there are trees down, there may be power lines down. So please do not try to move those trees by yourself without checking first for power lines in the area. Obviously, we don't want you getting electrocuted should that power come back on. If you are having an issue, make sure you notify your town police department, the DOT in that town, the power company, that you are there and that you need assistance.
And right now, what are state troopers saying about the roads?
Troopers are out on patrol, as they normally do. They are stopping motorists who have not cleaned their vehicles off for snow. So it is very important that you do clear your vehicle of all snow and ice. There was a lot of snow in some areas, and, you know, having inches upon inches of snow on the roof of your vehicle is very dangerous.
Oh, my goodness. And also, yesterday's storm, it was quite incredible. Was this something that no one was really expecting? So how have you guys reacted to Winter Storm Elsa?
Yes, troopers were prepared. State Police was prepared. We did hold over troopers if it was necessary from the day shift to the evening shift to give the evening shift troopers a hand. And same thing, you know, some midnight shift troopers may have been called in to assist also.
Okay. And what advice do you have for residents who are home who don't have power?
If you don't have power, make sure you do contact power company to let them know that you don't have power. Make sure you have a supply of batteries. And please make sure a family member or friend knows that you are there so that they can check on you. If you don't have heat, or if you don't have water, please try to find shelter.
Thank you so much, Trooper Grant. One more thing. What's one thing that all residents should be aware of right now?
Yes, again, there's a lot of areas that are without power. So one of the most important things is please do not touch any power lines that you do see on the ground. Don't try to move tree branches that have power lines on them. The power may be out now, but you don't want that power to come back on as you're trying to move these up branches.
So if I see a power line, I can't think, oh, I'm going to have the world's biggest game of, like, jump rope.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I would get like a funky electric smell after that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.